Hey, everybody.
Hi, we're sitting at a wine bar in Coeur d'Alene right now.
We're just finishing off one glass of Riesling and one glass of Pinot Gris.
Oh my God, it was so good.
It was very, very good. We're getting ready to go back into the dance competition because one of the numbers we want to see is coming up.
Yep.
But this has been great to come down here. This is a really nice wine bar, very friendly people. It's called Studio 107. If anybody's ever in Coeur d'Alene, you should check it out.
Please do so.
Please do so. We're each buying a bottle of the wine that we drank because it was really good.
Oh, it was so smooth and fantastic.
It was so smooth and fantastic. And everybody here has been so friendly. So
yeah, we're loving Coeur d'Alene.
We're loving it. So yeah, welcome to our bonus cast from our Coeur d'Alene weekend, which is
and
what this will be.
This one's going to be pieced together, guys. We'll be in and out with you. You won't see that, but it was going to be the course of this entire day that doing these bonus.
Yeah, sorry we're starting a little bit late getting it going, but we will check in with you again when we get back to the dance studio.
All right, cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Okay, guys, here we are. We're at the dance competition in the Schuller Auditorium at North Idaho College.
Yeah. We found a little corner.
We found a corner. We're going to just like give you a little update today. So we've been watching a lot of dancing. There's been some really cool dances. Two Harry Potter dances.
They were so amazing.
They were amazing. They're so good. I've been so impressed with all the kids have been dancing today.
We were like starstruck. We found a little 10-year-old boy that played Harry Potter and we embarrassed the crap out of him.
Did.
And scared him. We think we're stalkers.
We scared him and we embarrassed him and told him how much we loved his Harry Potter.
And he didn't know what to say. He finally said thank you and then walked away very quickly.
He did. And well, he was with four girls and so I think they were, you know, but I recognized them all. They were all really good.
And we complimented all of them.
I know. They were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on a little break right now. We're going to go back and watch some more.
Yep.
But yeah, we've been drinking. What have we been drinking this
morning? Pinot Gris.
We drank a Pinot Gris. We drank a Pinot Gris.
Can you tell that she drank most of it? And she spilled it down her boobs.
I spilled it down my boobs.
And then we went and found our old dance team, which they were so excited to see us. And literally all of them were smelling Kobe's boobs.
They were. They actually stuck their face in my boobs, which is awesome to smell
and then
the Pinot Gris.
Some of them took a sip of our amazing. Oh, only one?
One person.
We offered it to a few.
We offered it to a few, but only one took a sip of the Pinot Gris.
This is true.
But yeah.
But that was Katie.
That was, yeah.
Did she like Katie or Kate?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to call her Katie because I like it.
Because I like that.
I like Katie.
She took a sip. She smelled my boobs. A bunch of other people smelled my boobs. So
everyone smelled your
great.
Boobs. It was like they could get the alcohol from your boobs by smelling it.
I know. It's dry now.
I'm going to smell it, you guys, really quick. Ready?
Oh, here we go.
I tried to make it so you can hear me smelling it. Because I'm a little stuffy, so therefore you probably could hear it.
Yeah.
Not see it. Sorry. I've been drinking some of it, too. I'm sorry, guys.
It's fine. But yeah, so yeah, that's been good. We had our awesome breakfast, our free. Oh, look, there's Tracy.
Yes.
We had to give it a shout out to our old dance mates.
Yeah, she was our old tap dance mate, Tracy. She just walked by, so we had to give her a little shout out.
Sorry, guys.
So dance competition is kind of crazy. If anybody's not been to one, it's really intense and it's kind of fast paced.
I mean,
and
think about this, guys. It's nothing but glue and eyelashes and makeup and costume changes and judges that really don't like you when they should like you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Really mean staff that doesn't let you videotape anything.
They don't.
No.
I know. We
or pictures.
We totally send you guys like a movie or a picture of some of the dancing, but they literally come to your seat and confiscate anything that you try to videotape. It's really bad.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
We have our program.
We have our program we bought so that we could tell where we are. So for this like 2.5 days of dance, how many dances do we have here?
Oh my God.
We're gonna
it's
check
like way too many dances.
We're gonna check the program here. So
wait, we're drunk, so we're trying
we
really hard to do
this. We
start at
half a day
program.
On Friday and all day Saturday and Sunday, and there are
563 numbers.
563
it's
numbers.
It's actually not as many as years past.
Yeah.
Years past, there was almost 800 to 1,000.
Yeah, so it's intense because you got to go.
You know what happened?
What?
Why there's only like almost half the numbers this year?
Because we aren't in it?
Exactly. I think that was a domino effect, and people are like, if the fucking Jethers aren't dancing, I'm done.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that.
And we were told by so many people on our team that it's just not the same.
But I
can't go back.
Hi, ladies.
Oh, come say hi to us.
Say hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Oh, this is... You're on our podcast right now.
Oh, swell.
Is that amazing?
That's awesome.
Yeah, you look amazing.
You look so beautiful.
You look fantastic.
It looks like Greece.
Okay, well, we're going for Tina Turner, so I don't know if
we
can
name that. Hey,
well,
no,
but
no.
Don't you feel like the Greece vibe right now?
Yes, I do.
What is her name on there?
Sandy. Sandra D.
But I was going to go with
Sandra
Olivia,
D.
but that's a...
Olivia Newton-John.
You're rocking some
but
Sandy
you know what?
On there.
I love the hair.
And the leather. Yes. She has some pleather, and it's like an amazing cat suit.
The diamonds, it just, you look amazing.
Yeah. She always does good with the costumes. We always half-assed ours.
Yeah. We'll be there watching.
We'll be there.
Cheering you on.
Yeah.
See you, ladies.
Bye.
Bye, baby. we're running into a lot of our old friends from dance.
Yes, we are.
Since we weren't dancing this year, it's a little bit, I mean, I don't.
Tracy was our first guest on the show.
Tracy was our first guest.
Other than
we haven't had
Megan,
any other guests, yeah.
And your dad.
Yeah. We could try to get some more guests later. We'll see how that goes.
It's going to be really loud, and I'm not sure how the sound will go if we try to do this in the dressing room.
I'm super sorry right now if the sound is shit, because we are in a hallway. In a community college like auditorium. Huh. So I'm really sorry if the sound is shit.
So this is Kobe's 7th year coming to Coeur d'Alene in March, and my 6th year coming to Coeur d'Alene. This is the first year that we're super chill.
Yeah, we're so chill because we don't have to compete.
What have we been doing this weekend? So we got here on Friday.
Yeah.
Checked into our hotel.
Yeah.
So and that was decent.
We've been mostly eating and drinking. So
yes, a lot of eating and drinking. Mostly drinking, you guys.
We did two. Well, we did one wine tasting at Coeur d'Alene Cellars.
And that was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. They were so good.
Oh, remember the appetizers?
The appetizers are so freaking good.
Some
Parmesan. Spinach artichoke dip.
I know all of you guys know I can't have cheese, but Parmesan doesn't seem to bother me, so I can eat that one.
And she, oh my gosh, it was so good. And then we had this like goat cheese.
Oh, I love
it
goat
had, like,
cheese.
It had like honey and raisins and pecans on it.
And
with,
they
like,
served
these,
it like graham crackers.
With graham crackers.
And it was delicious.
Oh god, it was so good.
And the wine was
good.
So good.
The wine was good.
The atmosphere is wonderful. We met, was her name Kristen?
Tristan.
I was so close.
You were very close.
She was so sweet. That was our wine server.
She was very sweet.
And she was so cool.
And then we went to a winery downtown Coeur d'Alene called Studio 107, I think. That's what it was called.
I'm 100% you're correct.
Something 107.
And
I don't know.
They loved us there.
They don't do tastings, though.
No, we had to buy a whole glass.
We just had to order a glass.
But she did give us that one tasting for free.
She did, and it was really good.
Not good enough that we bought it.
She was nice. And she told us we were welcome back anytime because we were making everybody crack up.
And we were fun. And she also said that she doesn't invite everybody back.
She doesn't. So she was really nice.
I really liked her. And then we went to the mall. And I'm serious, you guys. Have you ever been to Coeur d'Alene Mall? We're not bashing the mall, but we were shocked by this mall.
The mall... It was a small mall to begin with, but literally half the stores were closed.
It was like the start of a zombie apocalypse.
The food, this is it. Look, so imagine like 5 o'clock on a Friday. The food court was completely shut down. There was no restaurants
open.
But it
didn't look like they were abandoned and empty,
and
closed.
No.
They just weren't open.
It was just weird.
And then I would say over 50% of the stores were closed, and 50% of the ones that were closed were just done.
It
was an empty space.
It was empty.
So
it was just weird.
We ended up going to a store we have at home.
Yeah.
Macy's,
which we do have by our house.
And we did post a picture of our amazing trying on. We just literally grabbed all of our clothes.
We were like, let's try on prom dresses because that's fun, you know?
And so there's a picture on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so we posted a picture of that.
We should start doing them on our Instagram page, too.
I will. Do
you ever do anything with Instagram?
I do it on Instagram.
I'm going to be honest with you. Heather, do not. Do Instagram very much because I don't understand why I should do it.
I try to do it. It's just I will. I'll go on Instagram and post it. I promise.
Okay.
I swear to God I'll do it.
She will do it, and I'm going to make a valiant attempt. Did I say the word right?
Valiant effort.
Did I do that?
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
You did absolutely correctly.
Sweet.
We're going to make an awesome effort to
do that.
And if you haven't seen our Facebook page, There's an awesome video of Heather twerking in our hotel room. So go check that out.
It's not just twerking, guys. I'm literally doing a handstand on the wall.
I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It is. You know what?
I saw it on a video and I was like, I think I could try that.
It's beautiful and epic. So you guys should go watch that.
I don't know about beautiful, but it is epic. And I'm not twerking that great, but in my opinion, I did. And what else have I? Oh, I parallel parked.
Oh, Heather parallel parked, which was like...
epic.
It was epic because
epic is the word of the day, by the way.
She's never parallel parked before.
Not even on my driver's ed.
So I had to talk her through the first one about lining up the bumpers. Like,
it was like done in about, I'm going to exaggerate here, but it was like a 10-minute parallel parking because she had to walk me through, and that's how slow I was going into this parallel park.
But we did good. And then the second parallel park, so there was two of them. The second one, boom, she did it like that.
And that's the one that's on the Facebook page.
It was awesome. Yeah, so that was on the Facebook page, too, about Heather parallel parking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It isn't a video. It's just an image of the parked car, but it's amazing. So you guys check it out.
There's a lot of background noise.
And we're really sorry if you're picking up the background shit because we are in a hallway.
I could start doing the librarian shush.
You could try that and see just like how that goes.
That went well right there.
That, no, it's not gelling with these people walking by. What's that?
You already know what I wanted to say, but I'm filtering.
We're going to filter our comments on some of the people that are walking by us right now.
I'm going to mouth it to Kobe.
Wow, that was just...
Was that what you said? What I just mouthed to you?
I was just... Yeah, okay.
Guys, we can't say it because I just can't be that offensive.
We're trying to be nice, but wow. Wow.
I don't know her.
I don't know that girl.
We were going to have another one, but we don't know her. There's like half of the people on our dance squad from last year are new.
Yeah, so we don't really know half of them. Half of them are comfortable enough to smell my boobs.
They were.
But the other
half, new ones?
The other half I don't know at all.
Did any of the new ones smell your boobs?
They did not.
Oh.
Only the old ones smelled my boobs.
And we're not really calling them old in age. It's just they're veterans.
It's just that we are comfortable enough with them that they can stick their nose down my bra. When you do and it's fine.
Dance
I don't care.
Competitions, that's I don't just care. How it goes.
When you're in dance, that's just how it is. You have to be comfortable with that shit.
So we had to sneak our wine into this place.
We totally snuck it in. So we're in a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think you're supposed to have alcohol, but we have it.
Pretty sure it's just like the high school and we sneak it in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to have it in the high school either.
I don't think so. No, that's for sure not good.
But we always get it in there, too.
But we always do.
People give it to us, too.
It's just, they do. They just fucking give it to us. Like they want us to be deviant or something like that.
Well, because they know we're going to drink it and where we're not supposed to.
We have it in like a water bottle, a reusable water bottle, because we love the environment. And so we're trying
smooth, you guys.
We're trying to use this. Yeah. So this is a Pinot Gris. Is it a Pinot Gris?
Pinot Gris from
that
the studio.
Heather bought yesterday, and it's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost gone.
We have been here for a while. We've been here since 10:30.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you guys. We're sorry. Yes, we started drinking at 9 this morning, but we're on vacation.
It doesn't count.
Most
if you're on vacation.
Days we don't drink till after 5.
We don't.
Because we're at work.
Because the bar's not usually open until noon.
And we're still at work at noon.
So.
And for some reason, our employment offices do not allow us to drink at work.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I would do a better job.
I would, I'd be happier if I could drink at work. So, but anywho.
I want to ask her what's in her bottle.
I know, right?
I bet you it's water.
Okay. So, we will try to record some more. Oh, look at this, Lindsay. We'll try to record some more later. And there's Cindy.
Cindy. Come talk to us, Cindy.
How's it going?
Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
This is Cindy.
Hi, everyone.
This is Cindy. She's one of our dance peeps that we love.
We
so
adore
much.
Her so much.
And I love you girls so much.
Aww.
We're gonna give her a kiss. Mwah. And she's going to kick ass on the stage. And we're going to be screaming for her.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're almost ready to watch her. You're coming up pretty soon.
Yes, I'm getting ready to go to the little girl's room to get rid of some liquid.
Okay,
liquid.
And,
okay, I always felt like I had the shit before we had the. Oh my god, that's. I put Imodium AD in my pocket just in case.
I would do that.
I mean,
I
never had to actually do it, but every 5 seconds before we go on, I always tell Kobe, I have that poop. I got to poop. I got to poop.
Okay, god, that's so funny. I am so sorry right now for all of our podcast listeners about the poop conversation, but
everybody poops, you guys. There's a book about this shit. There's a book that says this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're
good. We love
good.
You, Cindy.
Right. We love you.
You guys are doing amazing.
We are.
Yeah. Thanks for being
we're
on our podcast
so
for a second.
We're going to scream so loud for you guys. Yay. 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 We're so excited.
We're
going
to go on.
Okay. We're going
to
go.
Oh, they are? Okay. We're going to go. We're going to go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to sign off for right now.
We'll be back later.
We'll be back later for this awesome bonus cast of Jethro's Random Staff.
Love you guys. Peace.
Love you. Peace.
So ready. Oh, right. So we're back to recap the rest of the weekend.
It was a super great weekend.
We had so much fun this weekend. Mm-hmm. Coming to the dance competition and getting to just be a spectator was phenomenal. We had so much fun. We don't usually get to sit and watch all the dancing, and we did this time, and those kids are just amazing.
Not just from our studio.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. We were so excited for so many different dances.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. I think we're going to share a few of our favorites. We already talked about the two Harry Potter ones, which were amazing. And then there was this one hip hop that was with three guys, three girls. You never see that ratio where it's even.
Right.
And it was, they did some fancy tricks.
They did.
They literally did this thing where they got out of, three of them got out of their coats. They were wearing these Adidas type white, like zip-up jackets, weren't they?
Like a windbreaker type thing.
Yeah. And so three of them were able to break them off, and they did this little twisty thing and somehow made it so they made like a circle.
Yeah.
And they were like all like a little opening, and they were all attached. All the coats were attached to each other, but they had an opening in the middle. And somebody literally went flying through it and did a somersault through it.
Yeah, it was so cool.
It was amazing. They did so many cool tricks.
Yeah, so many cool tricks. A lot of more acrobatics and stuff people flip in. And just very, very talented kids.
There was a lot of lifts. A
lot of lifts, yep.
There was even this little boy that did a lift. It was super cute. And there was that one group that had... another really small little boy. He'll be bigger later, I'm sure. But right now he's pretty small, and they wanted to do the dirty dancing lift.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
But there's no way in hell this little boy was going to be able to lift, because almost all the girls in there were bigger than him.
Yep.
Because that's just what happens. Girls mature faster.
Yeah.
And so all of the girls actually lifted this girl up, and then he just kind of took the center stage right in the middle. He moved in after she was up, and then it looked like he was doing it.
Yeah,
it
but was he super, really wasn't.
No, yeah, he was not cute. Doing.
It was so cute. So we had a good time. We watched the dancing yesterday. We came back to the hotel for a while, but then we went back later. It was about
7. It was supposed to be 8.
7:30.
But it was 7.
To watch one more soloist. That's special to us, so we wanted to go and cheer her on, and she did really good. I was very impressed with her, and I think she was happy that we came and cheered her on.
Extremely, extremely.
Yeah.
We actually if we find any pictures that people took with us with the dancers, we'll get that up there for you guys.
Yeah, we'll try to, I'll make an album, and we'll just throw them
on
the
that would be fun. Yeah, we should do an album, because we took a ton of pictures ourselves.
Yes, we did.
So
we take pictures mostly of wine and food, but you know,
and prom dresses,
parallel parking, shit like that.
Yeah.
So
the important shit in life,
all the important shit. So yeah, so we had a good weekend, and we're getting ready to wrap it up here. We got to check out of our hotel today. We're gonna stop at a place we heard about to have lunch, and because it was on a TV show we watched this weekend, and it happens to be close to us, so we're gonna go check it out. It's in Spokane.
It's called The Elk, and we'll give you guys a review on our next podcast that's gonna come out next Friday.
Yeah.
So if we remember.
You know how we like to forget stuff. Mm-hmm. No one's here to write it down for us this time.
But to be fair, it's like 7:15 in the morning. We're not drunk.
Yeah,
we actually are. We're not buzzed. We haven't been drinking at all this morning. We promise, not one drop.
Nope, because we gotta go home. So
actually, I think it's gonna be a dry day for me.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think I'm drinking at all today.
I think we drank a lot yesterday early in the day, which meant we went to bed at like 8 o'clock last night.
Kobe was trying to go to sleep at 6. I woke her up right before we were needing to go to the competition to watch that special solo, and I even gave her the option of staying.
Yeah, you did, but I'm like, nope, I'm going.
She was a trooper, and she went.
But, yeah, and then we missed our show last night. I didn't see who won.
No, I didn't see who won either. All weekend, we were super excited to watch the show on the Food Network,
The Worst
Cooks in America.
Yeah, and the finale was last night. They had two people left, and we were going to watch and see who won.
It was pretty neck and neck when I started to fall asleep, because I made it through the entree round. They were on the desserts.
Oh, and you didn't see it?
I was so close, Kobe. Oh, but
I bet we can look it up online.
Yes.
Because I wanted to see that, but I just could not stay awake last night. I was so tired. So we'll have to just... No, phone. Put the phone down.
That's right. It messes up the sound.
It messes our audio.
Phone. Sorry, guys. I forgot. It is early.
Put the phone down. Put it down.
I was going to look up who won that, but I won't.
We'll have to talk about that later.
We will.
So I guess I have to go take a shower.
She does.
And I wash the wine off my boobs.
She hasn't done that yet.
And put some clean clothes on and pack all of our stuff up.
There's a good chance by the time Kobe gets out of the shower, it'll all be done.
That's true.
Because that's just how I roll.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh. Well.
Right. Well, thanks for listening to our bonus cast.
Yes.
And we'll be back to our regular schedule this week, posting on early Friday. So we'll catch up with you peeps later.
Alrighty. Have a fantastic Monday at work, everybody. Our Monday starts tomorrow.
That's right.
Yay us.
Yay. Peace out.
Peace.